Guelph today received the following letter from downtown business owner Ben Manette. As easy as it can be to give in to cynicism and hopelessness in this moment, it is essential that we believe in what we want Guelph downtown's future to look like, and to continually fight for what matters. The abysmal alternative is a downtown of shuttered stores and restaurants, and an ever-growing population of vulnerable people and those working to care for them. When I read the letter, "What Happened to Our Beautiful City?" yesterday, I didn't even need to try putting myself in the shoes of the author, who is a longtime Guelphite. Being born in Guelph and living most of my 47 years here, it was not difficult to appreciate the author's frustrated perspective. That said, I feel that many of her sentiments and those of the comments section are missing the point. My family has owned the bookshelf for 51 years. We are living and working in downtown Guelph every day and see very clearly what is happening. Unfortunately, drug addiction, poverty and mental illness are being experienced by all communities across the country. Downtown Guelph happens to be home to many social service organizations providing supports for both the city and the county. When a person in Wellington County, or beyond, falls on hard times, they seek help from the folks downtown who are providing it. Saying that downtown is all bad and no good because so many essential services organizations are located here is unfair. These various groups, many of whom are aided by volunteers, are operating on the front lines of an opioid epidemic, and without them, things would be much worse. Should these social service organizations be spread throughout the city? Probably. Should city and county staff and politicians lead by bold decision-making rather than passing the buck and making up excuses for inaction? I think so. Should they be held to account through democratic process? Most definitely. Much of my extended family lives downtown, and my own family just moved back downtown last year. Why did we do this? Because downtown is beautiful and it is worth fighting for. Seeing people going through rough times is scary, but I can reassure you from my own experiences downtown that there are people looking out for you and most have no wish to make you feel unsafe. Please don't avoid downtown at all costs. The small businesses there depend on your support. Believe in the future you want for your community and vote with your ballot and your pocketbook. Yours compassionately, Ben Minnett, Guelph.